KI4DOS, calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion after that, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and check our Echolink stations. Now, I'd like to say good evening. KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick in Rome, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John, he's down there in Honeypath. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Sampsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And KQ4YLT, that's Mr. Kyle over in Greer. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KB2BY, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan, he's up there in Asheville. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over to check our Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, get me checked in there. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative short time. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. We've got all the Echolink stations and all the pre-nets, so we'll go over to the RF section now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, for both in Piedmont. both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals and should be negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont, and Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Wareshoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling in, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Or DOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I will be negative and negative.
The DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And KC4STR, that's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Building drop air. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4DOS. Check in Kilo, Quebec 4. Zulu, Lima, Echo. KQ4DLE. This is Anthony. I'm a fan of this. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening, sir.
You come back, give me your name in just a moment. And the other station, I did not copy anything. All I got was a whole bunch of static. You brought the repeater up, but you might want to, if you're on an HD, move around a little bit and find a better X. You know, watch for the highest signal on your transceiver there. And when you find the highest signal, stop right there and try it again. KQ4ZLE, give me your name again, sir.
4DOS. This will be Anthony. Anthony in Townville. Good evening, sir.
I got you that time real clear. You weren't real clear, but it was a whole lot better. But do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone else on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
F4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth and the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. This is Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello from Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Mobile KO4ZEW. This is Beth.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's mobile this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ben. Hope you are doing well. Please be careful out there on the mobile tonight. Got an Echo Link station up. Let's grab this Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all of the net. Negative, negative, and do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all had a great evening and a good week. We'll go back over to the alphabet now. We'll go around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR. Negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, everybody on the net, please check in November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, N4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. And W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And N4CRV. That's Mr. Lee. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lee. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Terry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. KC4EZN, Harry, in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative night, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne, in Etowah. I'll be in and out. Thanks. Have a great evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4GIK. That's Mr. Wayne up there in Etowah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you are doing well. Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
EOS. Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4DBR. This is Bo at Easley, and I'm going to hang around to the end tonight. Try to.
DOS and a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening, KR4DBR. That's my neighbor Bo over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up to the patient group now. India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And where I'll be negative and negative, saying safety threes for each one of you.
Yes. Good to hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, and Big Pleasure. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Tell Joy the fair enough, said hello, and good evening to all the folks that's listening. No traffic, no
problems. For DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be here for a comment and... I hope everyone's had a good day, and tomorrow I hope it's another good day.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. C. Ed. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Looking out of turn, KQ4GWP. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden, your neighbor on the other side of the train tracks here in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Hope you have a great night. 73s to everybody.
It's KI4DOS and a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4GWP. That's my neighbor Hayden over here in Easley. Hayden, I think we're on the same side of the track, though. I live on the north side of the track. I don't know where you live. But I don't know, maybe you're on the world's opposite sides. But if you know where Tiny Town is, I live up there behind Tiny Town. Over.
Tiny Town is, but I'm right next to Harbor Freight, KQ4GWP.
If you're up there... across from Harbor Freight, we're on the same side of the tracks, because if you stay on, go down Sockaloa Road, you go down and cross over K Drive, and I'm between K Drive and Fish Trap Road off of Latham. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and you're like, to welcome Hayden again, KQ4GWP, my neighbor over here in Easley. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KI4DOS, this is WD4BAT. Whiskey Delta 4, Bravo Alpha Tango, Vince from Inman, South Carolina.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WD4BAT. That's Mr. Vince over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Vince. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night. Starts at 9 o'clock, different net controller. Just happened to be the lucky one on the in a net seat tonight. But you come back as often as you can. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. KC4SKB, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. And by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall, Asheville. KF4GGF, Charlie, in Goose Creek. And hope everybody's having a good evening. Good night, KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry. And for AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall up there in Nashville, and KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Tell Charlie he won the door prize tonight. He made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you bringing your brothers along. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. Yes, down here in Rocket Hill. Y'all have a great one, man. I'll be in and out.
They got you. KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Peter from Rock Hill there, Jack. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item I got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone for ICOM rigs. This is a boom mic. It comes with the boom, the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the windsock, the cable, and the microphone. And it would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any feels? It is for sale. It's an Innovato Quattro. That's a world clock. You hook that up to your computer, and it gives you the gray line and all kinds of good information. They would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any feels? It's for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual band HT, and he would like $150 for it. He says it's new, still in the box, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for the top cover for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner. He's looking. He needs a top cover. He has got messed up, and if you have a 989 antenna tuner that you want to get, to part with, he may be interested in the whole thing. But he just needs a top cover. Does anyone need any fuels? Come up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. That's an HF amplifier. He said it cost $1,400 new. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fella has three new matched 811A tubes. He said they cost new $150. He said to make him an offer on them. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW antenna tuner. He said cost new $269. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? I said we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a VGC VRN 7500. That's a Bluetooth dual band transceiver. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Flip is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He says it's in excellent condition and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Flip is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp power supply. That's a 220 volt power supply. It's brand new and he said he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Flip is for sale. It's a Palstar antenna tuner. He did not give me the model number of this antenna tuner, folks, but he would like $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Had him up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna with a top hat and a 6-foot stinger and a truck mount, and he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for. Got a fellow looking for someone to repair his MFJ 944C automatic antenna tuner. He said that pushes a power switch and it don't seem to do anything. Could be the power switch, could be a whole lot of other stuff, but he's looking for somebody that might repair his MFJ 944C automatic antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? But to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything new or take anything off, so we're okay as far as that goes. I do have an EchoLink station that popped up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, KQ4SID. Name is Craig, and I'm in Greer. I'll be negative, negative.
This is KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4SID. Mr. Craig over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Craig. Hope you are doing well. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you. Call KI4DOS. Station, you're picket fencing on me pretty bad. I got a few words out of that, but not a whole lot. If you're mobile or on an HD, move around a little bit and try to find a better X and try it again. Patrick? Patrick, if that was you, give me a roger, roger.
Roger, roger.
That last transmission really clear. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He must be out there mobile in the rim. Surprise, he got a dead hole up there where he lives. Hard to get in to repeat or somewhere sometimes. We got you, Patrick. Got a copy on me. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. Thanks for being persistent and getting into the log here, buddy. I do appreciate you. Any others, a whole way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's see who's first up on the stump. Let's go up here and try Mr. Bo, my neighbor over here in Easley. KR4DBR. Bo, you said you was going to try to stay around to the end of the net. What have you been up to there, young man? Something wrong with your microphone or the wire there or something of that nature. You keyed the repeater up great. Had a good signal strength coming into the repeater and out of the repeater, but didn't get any audio. Try that again there, young man. Just to make sure it's not my on my end. Did anybody hear any audio come out of those?
Same thing here, Gary, W4DJW. Just signal strength, no audio.
Appreciate that. I don't know what might be happening. You might have a loose wire in your microphone or something. But we're not getting any audio there, young man.
ADR, maybe this would be better. I took my headset off and almost went back to the radio. Maybe I do have a short, but I really appreciate it. Enjoy listening to you call it and all, but I'm just studying for my general, trying to get my general where I can get use this radio I got. I'm really looking forward to all of it. I'm enjoying all of it, just checking in with all the nets around, though, but I appreciate it.
Something in your headset there, because you were just absolutely perfect right there. Sound like you're here in the room with me. Glad that you're studying for your general. It's not that bad. I'm sure you'll be able to get that, and I don't know what kind of radio you've got, but you want to get the use of all of it the best you can. I remember when I studied for my general, and I'm glad that I went ahead and got it, and you know, went ahead and took the last test as well. But I hope you enjoy the hobby half as much as I have.
I sure do. I've got a ICOM 7300. I've never put the mic in it. I just listen to it a whole lot during the day and at night, and all just learning it, learning how to tune in stations, and just doing a whole lot of listening and all. But I'm looking forward to being able to put the mic on it and going to really enjoy it. But I appreciate it. I'm enjoying the hobby. I really do. I appreciate all y'all.
You know, I live over here in Easley as well. If you need anything I can help you with, you know, just let me know and I'll do what I can. I'd be happy to help you out any way I can. And again, I know you'll be able to get your general, no problem there. And you'll really enjoy that radio. That's a nice transceiver. I'm not familiar with that particular one. I've got several different radios here at the house. My main base radio, or my HF radio, is a Yaesu FT990. It's not menu-driven, doesn't have any menus on it. You do everything you want to do right from the front of the radio. And you don't have to push buttons and you know, flip over to this and do that and do something else to get where you need to go. I like my stuff a little more simple. But I've also got a ICOM 706 Mark IIG. It's menu-driven. That's the radio I'm talking on now, as a matter of fact. And I use it for both UHF, EHF, and HF. But I really enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun.
Enjoy it. mind what I've been doing and all, and just I hadn't had my license for about 3 months now, and I just studying, trying. Like I say, I'm going to get my general where I can really enjoy this radio and enjoy doing other things and all. But I really do. KR4DBR.
Like I said, if you need any help or anything, give me a holler and I'll see what I can do. Be glad to help you out any way I can, and we'll go from there. But like I said before, I hope you enjoy it. If you enjoy the hobby half as much as I do, you will really, really enjoy it. Because I love the hobby. I've been in it for over 20 years now. Not as long as some folks, but longer than others. And I've really enjoyed it. My father-in-law was a ham when I got out of service in 1974. And he tried to get me to get my ham license then, and I didn't do it. So, shame on me. If I'd known I was going to have as much fun, I would have. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. We can always watch the water go under the bridge, right?
Boy, that's the truth. I ain't kidding you. My biggest problem is my age. I waited till I was 80 years old to get into this, and it's my old brain can't remember like it could back in the 40s and 50s when I was 40 or 50 years old. But I still got determination. I just got to work harder and just keep working at it, but I'll get it. It's going to take me some time, but I really am enjoying it.
It's a lot of company in a lot of ways, and it's a lot of fun in a lot of other ways, and, you know, a lot of different things to do with ham radio, whether you want to, you can do just about anything you want to do, you know, if you want to do slow scan TV or digital or CW, phone, you know, it doesn't matter if you work all over the world, and that's the fun part. I was talking to a gentleman in Australia, and I was telling him, he was asking me about life over in the States, and I told him I didn't have a big place, that, you know, I'd like to have a ranch with about 200 or 300 acres, and he said, oh, that's nothing over here. And he told me his place was over 1,000 acres, and I said, my goodness, I'd love to have a place like that.
Well, I live over here easily in the patio homes on Sheffield Road and all, right back up to the golf course. But I've been in a wheelchair about 6 years, so that's the reason this means so much to me. It gives me something to do all day and late at night. If I won't stay up, whatever I want to do, and I enjoy it and all. And meeting a lot of nice people, I just really enjoy that and all. But KR4DBR.
Well, if you need any help with antennas or anything like that, yeah, give me a call. You can catch me on the radio, or I can give you my phone number or whatever. But I'd be glad to help you any way that I can. As long as I'm able, you know. There's one thing my wife don't want me to do anymore. You know, I don't climb towers anymore. Used to do that and really enjoy it and that sort of thing. But, as we get older, we have to kind of watch what we do and slow down a little bit and let the younger fellas take care of us.
Got two boys. My one son lives here in Easley, or he lives down toward Piedmont, I think, but he helps me a lot. He comes in and helps me put my antennas up and all, and I'm just using the J-pole right now doing this. I got it put up about, I guess, 20 feet in the air here at the house, but I've got the wire, in-fed wire and all. When I get my general, I'm going to put it up, and I'll string it up through the trees and all here, but I'm just looking forward to it, getting more and more involved all the time and learning. I'm just learning so much, and I'm having a lot of problems, but I just work through them. And that on YouTube saves all of us. I can get on YouTube and about find out anything I want to know about any of the radios and all, our antennas and everything. So I'm just really enjoying all of it. It gives me something to really do and all. But I just appreciate everybody helps me. Everybody I talk to, I belong to the Anderson Radio Club, and they all help me.
The Anderson Group has a bunch of nice folks down there. I know quite a number of them. I'm not a member of their club. I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Club up here in Greenville. And I was a member of the Tryon Club up there, or yeah, born in Tryon, the repeater up there. But I let my membership slip by on one or both of those. I've got to check that out and make sure that I'm still in good standings. But other than that, I wish you a lot of luck with your endeavors to get you general. I know you'll do it. You worked hard and got your tech license and put a little more effort to it, and you'll get that general, and after that won't be a problem. And then you may decide you want to go on up and get your extra. That'll keep you busy for a good long while.
It sure will if I go that far. I don't know at my age. I don't know. If general turns out, I believe it'll give me all I really need to do. But I don't know. I'll do whatever everybody encouraged me to do or what they think I do need and all. But I just appreciate the way all y'all help me and all, and it gives me something to do. And I listen a whole lot more than I talk. I've been listening to all the net for probably 2 months before I ever started talking and all on any of them and all. But I really enjoy it. But I really appreciate you. I'll just go ahead and 73 to everyone tonight, and I'll be signing off. KR4, DBR.
Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it there, young man. Look forward to doing it again sometime soon. In the meantime, you take care. Have a wonderful day tomorrow and the rest of the week as well. And hopefully we can do this again real soon. We'll say 73 to you for now there. But you take care, and we'll talk to you later. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Gary with a comment.
Right there, Harry, would you comment? Check in, go ahead.
Yes, if you would please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Uniform Romeo, KR4CUR, Josh in Bowling Springs.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening, KR4CUR, Mr. Josh up there in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. Hope you are doing well. KC4EZ and Mr. Harry up there in Candler, go with your comment.
KR4DOS, KC4EZ, and that fellow you were just talking to, trying to talk him into getting his general, if he's still listening, he needs to go look at his frequency privilege chart. He can do some talking and FT8 and stuff like that on 10 meters right now. He can get that antenna up and start playing with it. He just can't go anywhere about 10 meters with it. But don't wait around. Have fun. Turn it back to you, Gary, and thanks, Casey, for easing in.
Well, I didn't think about the 10-meter portion of the band, the portion of the 10-meter band that the techs can get into. But there is a small portion of the 10-meter band that they can get in. I keep forgetting about that. You know, once we get our extra, we forget about the band plans. Seems like we do anyhow.
It's easy to do, but we've had a fair number of new hams up here, and I have teach our technician classes, and that was one thing I tried to emphasize was there is a little space down there where you can actually talk, and right now, at particular certain times of the day, 10 meters is really wide open. Be kind of ashamed to miss out on some of that good fun. Have a good evening, Gary, and 73, KC4EZN.
Yeah, I do appreciate the comment, and we don't really think about it once we get on up there and get where we don't have to worry about it anymore. But I've forgotten about that, and maybe Bo's still listening, and he'll get on there and look at his band plan chart and get in there and get on 10 meters a little bit. Do appreciate the comment there, Harry, and again, thank you so much. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Step on the rag queue list is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Larry, what have you been up to there today, young man?
KK4DOS. Here is KK4JBQ. Well, it's been an interesting day here. I could pick out, any half hour in the day and just talk away. But since time is precious, and this was something I think a lot of people need to hear, I'm having senior moments from time to time. I'll be 74 in a few days, and I have every right to have senior moments. I'll say it that way. And those who have not been on the road this long or don't intend to be on the road until you have senior moments, well, I don't know what to do for you. I just don't know what to do. But anyway, it takes a little setup. Are you okay with that?
Pretty close to the same boat there, young man, and I'm just happy to be here. I get up with a smile on my face every morning. There's a lot of folks, for one, my own father didn't live to be as old as I am. He passed away younger than I am now, and I think about that quite frequently. He and my brother both, so my older brother passed to 74, and I'm saying, well, I guess I'm fortunate in one respect, but my grandfather, on the other hand, he was 93 when he passed, so maybe I take after my granddaddy, not my dad and my brother.
Well, you're thinking the right way there. I think older age can, you do pick up a privilege or two with all the stuff that that you lose. It's good that some things are earned after a period of time. But anyway, the setup here is that Donna and I drink a beverage in the evening along about the same time. And over time, it has developed, as things will, of course, into I fix both her beverage and mine. I can't stand tea. And it's the type of, a lot of people don't know this, but the caffeine that's in caffeinated tea is different than the caffeine that's in coffee. It's chemically different, and it affects me. I don't know about other people, but it affects me wildly different. I have tried tea. The caffeinated kind. I don't think the decaffeinated tea tastes like anything but messed up water. But anyway, I've tried it, and while it doesn't satisfy me as far as flavor goes, it just zings me. I mean, it just touches me like with a magic wand and makes my body start to tingle all over. And I don't appreciate that. So I don't drink tea. Another thing you need to know is that I drink tea in a certain cup, a Louisiana cup. I got I began to appreciate Louisiana tea, Louisiana coffee, when I lived in Louisiana, in New Orleans. I liked it. And I had been a coffee drinker for some time, and so I drank that. It had chicory in it, So, anyhow, the first week that we lived here, this goes back, about 25 years now, I was getting acquainted with the supermarket that's within walking distance of the house here. It's a Publix supermarket, so you don't really have to go anywhere else. They got pretty much anything you want. So I started to go into the front doors, those doors that open up for you. I started going in the doors there, and somebody took a hold of my coat sleeve. It was down in the fall. Took a hold of my coat sleeve and gave me a tug. And I turned around not knowing what was going on, And it was somebody trying to give me a gift, don't you know? And it was appropriate because I'm new in town, right? That's how it was. But it was only because, I don't know why he picked me out. But he gave me this basket full of neat stuff, along with two bags of Louisiana coffee and Louisiana coffee mugs. I hadn't seen them anywhere else. And so I didn't have one myself, and I appreciated that. I still have both of them. There were two in there. And they're a little crazed, if you know ceramics and what crazing looks like. Looks like little spider webs, you know. But they aren't cracked or anything. They don't leak. I've kept those things, and I really like those things. And the reason that I mentioned all of that is that for some reason, I fixed myself a cup of coffee. Then I started working on Donna's tea. And when my coffee was done and in the cup, the Louisiana cup, I walked it right in and tried to give it to Donna. And she looked at me and she says, oh, you're not giving me my tea in the usual cup. And it's right then that it all slapped me right in the face. I had prepared my coffee, but I was so intent on delivering her tea that I did it ahead of time with my coffee. Crazy senior moment. KK4JBQ.
Hey, Larry. You know, it's okay if we get up out of our easy chair in front of the TV and we walk in another room. Problem is most of the time we forget what we got up and go in the other room for. And then we walk all the way back to get in our easy chair or whatnot, and we remember, oh, I was going after this. That's the bad part.
I do have to admit that I have been there also, maybe a couple times today. And you just have to laugh it off. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. It's so mysterious, however, where those thoughts go, and you can't pull them back. Not always can you pull them back, even if you retrace your steps. That's what you were doing there, you know. You retrace your steps, and you hope that maybe something will trigger the thing that caused you to get up and go somewhere else in the first place. Oh. Life is a miracle of a thing, you know. You see a new baby. My kid sister, who is gone now, I was 13 years old when she was born, so I was old enough to look after her, and my parents took advantage of that. And so they just left her with me, and I never thought anything of it. I thought the world of her, and I didn't mind changing diapers or feeding or whenever she'd get on a crying binge for reasons that I could not understand. I didn't mind it, you know. Got through it, of course. But later I thought, well, the day will come, and here it is. The day will come when something has changed and I won't be able to... I will remember fondly, I'll put it that way. I'll remember fondly this time that we shared when I was 13 and she was zero. My mama went back to work 2 weeks after delivering my sister. Now, women today don't do that. Maybe it's not a good thing that they do. I don't know. I'm not highly educated on medical things at all. So I don't know what the advantages might be of getting back into the groove. I do know that the family needed the income, so that's why both parents worked as long as I knew them. Anyway, I appreciated that time given to me and how close my sister and I got as she grew up. And I probably ought to cut her off there. I could I could go on and on. I love my sister. KK4JBQ.